This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. Talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran, he said you'll be watching it next week. The United States has threatened to trigger the return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Mr. Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Mr. Trump also said he was probably not participating in a 5+1 summit proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called Friday for an online summit with the five permanent Security Council members plus Germany over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sales in Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. He says he died Saturday night. He visited his brother at a New York City hospital Friday after White House officials said he had become seriously ill. The youngest of Trump's siblings remained close to the president. As recently as June, Robert Trump filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. U.S. President Donald Trump's top coronavirus advisor used a visit to Kansas to urge people to wear masks regardless of where they live. Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Saturday that the epidemic is both urban and rural. She was in Kansas for a meeting with the governor, Laura Kelly, as well as community and state health officials. This is VOA News.